And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of Jane Hirschfield, born New York City, 1953, who, when she was in the first grade, wrote, "I want to be a writer when I grow up." Went to Princeton, worked on a farm for a year, and then spent the next few years studying Buddhism at the Tassajara Zen Mountain Center in Northern California. Didn't write at all for the 8 years that she was there, but since then has published many books of poetry. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Maxine Chernoff, born Chicago, 1952, author of American Heaven and A Boy in Winter. It's the birthday of the philosopher and critic Judith Butler, born Cleveland, 1956. When she was a teenager, went down in her basement to smoke cigarettes and one day found her mother's college textbooks, books by Spinoza and Kierkegaard, and she was fascinated, started reading Jewish philosophy. She had bad behavior problems and so was forced to take a private tutorial with her rabbi, who introduced her to Jewish thinkers. Went off to college, chose to study philosophy, and from there moved into fields like queer theory, feminist theory, and cultural studies, and went on to write many books, including Gender Trouble, 1990, in which she argued that we perform our gender. It was a very popular book. Judith Butler, who wrote, "Let's face it, we're undone by each other, and if we're not, we're missing something. If this seems so clearly the case with grief, it is only because it was already the case with desire. One does not always stay intact." It's the birthday of the poet Weldon Keyes, born Beatrice, Nebraska, 1914. Went to college, tried to make it as a movie star, librarian, a fiction writer. Then started writing poems, and that was exactly what he wanted to do. He published a book, The Last Man, 1943. It was very popular. Moved to New York. Didn't care for it there. Moved to San Francisco. And there, on July 18, 1955, Weldon Keyes called up two women on the phone. The first woman was too busy to talk, but he told her that things were pretty bad with him. He was thinking about moving to Mexico. The second woman he called was Pauline Kael, the film critic, whom he'd met on a local radio show. And he asked her, "What keeps you going?" The next day, his car was found on the north side of the Golden Gate Bridge with the keys in the ignition. There was no suicide note in the apartment, just his cat and a pair of red socks in the sink. His sleeping bag, his savings account book were gone. His body was never found. A woman who knew him when she was a kid said that she saw him in New Orleans 7 years later in 1962, and the writer Pete Hamill said that he had a drink with Weldon Keyes in the late 50s in Mexico. His collected poems came out in 1960. And it's the birthday of Wilhelm Carl Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786, one of the Grimm brothers who published Grimm's Fairy Tales in 1812. One of those he got to help him collect folk tales was a pretty young woman named Dorchen Wielt, whom Wilhelm Grimm later married. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield, Optimism. More and more, I have come to admire resilience, not the simple resistance of a pillow whose foam returns over and over to the same shape, but the sinuous tenacity of a tree, finding the light newly blocked on one side, it turns in another. A blind intelligence, true, but out of such persistence arose turtles, rivers, mitochondria, figs, all this resinous, unretractable earth. A poem by Jane Hirschfield, Optimism, from her collection Given Sugar, Given Salt, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.